So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. I wanted to answer a question that keeps coming up. Will vegetable carbohydrates stop ketosis? Okay. So it is true that vegetables are carbohydrates, but the question is, do they turn into sugar fast or slow? There's a thing called the glycemic index, and that is the rate or which speed at which something actually affects your blood sugars. I guarantee a salad or maybe like a spinach salad with celery, when you eat that, it is not going to spike your insulin, okay? So some people that start including more vegetables, let's say they're doing the Atkins diet, it's really high protein and fat. And yes, the absence of carbohydrates do induce fat burning. But if you have no vegetable types of carbohydrates, what's going to happen, you're going to get a lot of waste in your body. And it's called ketoacidosis, where your body's pH starts going higher and higher and higher. There's nothing to flush that out. So I want to read to you Guyton's Physiology, what it says on page 927, okay? The effect of insulin lack on causing a fatty liver. It's causing the lack of insulin, right? When you keep insulin very low. It says it causes a great increase in the amount of stored triglyceride in the liver, leading to a very fatty liver. So in other words, you got to be careful doing ketosis because all this fat that's being mobilized from your fat stores, from your stomach, it has to go through the liver and go through your bloodstream. If you don't consume the vegetable, you're going to end up with a fatty liver, okay? And that defeats our whole purpose. And sometimes when people do this, they'll check their blood and their cholesterol goes really, really high because they're not eating the vegetables to counteract that. Now, some people are eating the wrong type of vegetables. They're doing corn, okay? Corn is not a vegetable in my viewpoint. Or they're doing a lot of cruciferous, but they're sensitive to it. They're not digesting that, so they bloat. The bloating will stop the weight loss, okay? So just switch up your vegetables. Do something like a salad or something like that. But the vegetable cleans and counteracts a lot of the fat burning that takes place, and it prevents the fat from accumulating in your liver. The other thing is that if you don't want to do the vegetables, then where are you getting your potassium from? From the meat, from the fat? There's no potassium in there. It's hardly any at all. So you need, a tremendous amount. So, and where are you getting your magnesium? Where are you getting all your vitamins and minerals? That's where you get them, from the vegetable family, okay? So don't worry about vegetables when you're doing ketosis. I think it's essential. And I put a twist on this. It's like my version of ketosis. You go ahead and do that, and you'll actually end up with a healthy body. All right? Thanks for watching.